Mr. Ingram surprised many last week by announcing his retirement from both the House of Assembly and as leader of the Free National Movement. With a by-election looming, he called on his supporters to maintain their solid support for the FNM and to choose his successor from among them.
Over the coming weeks, I ask you to discuss amongst yourselves whom you'd wish to choose to replace me as your FNM Member of Parliament. I want you to know that I'm not going to seek to decide that for you. When it was time for me to run, you decided that. No one told you what to do. And so you find somebody and tell me who it is. And they will have my full backing and my full support. Because North Abaco is going to stay FNM. We are never fearful.
No!
We will not abandon the FNM ship. We'll replace Hubert Ingram with another FNM in North Abaco.
Ingram reminded his supporters that he has led the FNM for 19 years, 15 of which he served as Prime Minister. He then explained his decision to retire and asked them to accept that decision.
I ran again this time to become the head of the government for a fourth time. The Bahamian people rejected my message and denied my request. I accept their determination. And in the Westminster system of electoral democracy, which we adhere to, I determined to end my political life, which has spanned more than half of my own natural life. I wish to advise you that I will resign my position as leader of the Free National Movement on the 26th of May this year, when we hold a special convention to formally elect a new leader of the party. I also wish to advise you that I will resign my seat in the House of Assembly on the anniversary of my first election, that is, on the 19th day of July, 2 weeks before my 65th birthday, the mandatory retirement age for civil servants.
The former Prime Minister said he will be returning to his law office in Nassau and reopening the branch in Marsh Harbour, spending more time in Cooperstown as he had always planned for his retirement. Well, Tommy Turnquest and Dionne Foulkes won't be succeeding Mr. Ingram as leader of the FNM. Former party leader Tommy Turnquest and former deputy and party Senate leader Dionne Foulkes and they will not run for any position at all during the convention. Both say they will throw their support behind current leader of opposition business in the House, Dr. Hubert Minnis. Dionne Foulkes spoke with our Darryl Miller this morning.
Neither one of us are leaving frontline politics.
Okay. And you are not seeking a Senate appointment, are you?
No, I am not seeking a Senate appointment. And if I am offered one, I will not accept. I think we need to give opportunities for some of the newer faces in the party and give other people an opportunity to serve and make a contribution.
So then you are taking a break, a hiatus then?
Oh, no. I am working very hard in reorganizing the party. I've offered my services to Mr. Hubert Minnis, whom I am supporting for leader. And I am very active in the organization and very active at party headquarters.
Reporting for Guardian Radio News Network, I'm Royston Jones.